A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration policy change that was designed to slow immigration into the United States. The public charge rule would have allowed the federal government to consider if migrants trying to enter the U.S. used government benefits in their native country or might use government benefits if they were allowed to enter this country. In Texas, the threat of that policy has some families worried that accessing benefits like food stamps could hurt their immigration status, even though the new rule wouldn't affect them. Elizabeth Troval from Houston Public Media reports.
Thank you so much for coming to Echoes today. We are
here at Echoes, a nonprofit organization in Houston. Families can visit a food pantry, get help signing up for things like Medicaid, and get a health screening. Kathy Moore runs the place.
That everyone who works here at Echoes is your friend.
Today, she welcomes more than two dozen people in the waiting room. Most are immigrants. Lately, Moore has tried to make Echoes extra inviting. Client coordinator Carol Dominguez translates and even cracks some jokes.
Yo sí soy especial, pero...
In the first 6 months of this year, Moore says, the center has seen a 25% decrease in food stamps enrollment and an 18% drop in children's Medicaid. She attributes that in part to immigration fears. Echo's client, Estefany Angel, says that's why she took the youngest of her two daughters, a U.S. citizen, off of food stamps and Medicaid a couple years ago. She thought it helped protect the status of her older daughter, who'd been detained by immigration officials.
Como yo soy madre soltera.
As a single mom with no child support, Angel says it's tough, especially for going health care. She was a nurse in El Salvador, but now works in construction.
A veces he pasado... Que a veces alguien dice, no, mira, están regalando comida en una iglesia o en un departamento.
We survive with help from food pantries, she tells me. Working full time, Angel makes about $1,500 a month.
I see families every day and they talk about how afraid they are.
Angie Ochoa signs up clients for benefits at Echoes each day and says Angel's story is common.
The number one I heard is deportation. They're afraid to be separated from their spouse.
It's been no secret for months that the Trump administration planned to change the public charge rule. Now it's set to go into effect October 15th. Echo staffers say the office has been very slow since the announcement. That doesn't surprise Randy Capps.
Even those who may be citizens might be a little worried about using benefits.
He's research director at the Migration Policy Institute. Capps says while the public charge rule will mostly hit low-income immigrants seeking green cards, most of whom aren't eligible for benefits to begin with, the fear factor for immigrants is still significant.
Maybe they don't trust the government. Maybe they don't understand this rule because it's really hard to understand.
A recent study found one in seven immigrant families opted out of at least one government program since last year when the Trump administration announced the public charge rule was in the works. That number will likely increase now that the public charge rule change is official. That's disheartening for Echo's worker, Marcela Parra, knowing families aren't getting the help they need.
It's very, very frustrating.
She tells me not long ago she tried to get a man battling cancer to sign up for benefits. He refused, even though he's a legal resident, married to a citizen, and has been paying taxes for more than a decade.
He has cancer. He's paying bills that are over $3,000 a month. He can't work. His wife is his caregiver. So they're just getting more and more in debt because they're so scared of looking for these benefits.
But for at least one family at Echoes today, life's about to get a little easier. Estefany Angel, the single mom from El Salvador, says she came in to re-enroll her four-year-old for the benefits she qualifies for, and she got the okay from her lawyer. But many families won't take that risk, even if public charge is only supposed to impact future legal immigrants. Convincing them is tough. Their priority is keeping their families together in the United States. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Troval.